Welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam. Today we're looking at Blueprint for Revolution by Sraja Popovich and Matthew Miller. So Sophie, what's the first thing you tell someone who thinks real change needs brute force?
Hey there, Sam. Great to be here. This is Blueprint for Revolution by Popovich and Miller, and the first thing I'd say is that the most effective weapon you have is making the other side look completely ridiculous.
Popovich co-founded Otpor in Belgrade in the 90s. They took on Milosevic with spray paint and satire instead of guns.
And the core rule is to never play the villain's game. A dictator wants you to be violent because violence is the only language they speak fluently.
So when you throw a rock, you're validating the whole system. You lose the moral high ground and give the regime an excuse to crush you.
That's the battle of the narrative. You're fighting for the story people tell themselves about who's good and who's evil. A peaceful crowd getting tear gassed is devastating for the regime.
Right? Nonviolence becomes a weapon of mass persuasion.
Exactly. And that's why Popovich says activism must be relentlessly creative, edgy, sexy, and fun.
I actually pushed back on that when I first read it. It felt a little disrespectful to the cause.
But power is built on predictability. Humor breaks through apathy and propaganda, and it invites people to laugh along.
That makes sense. Think about the Yes Men posing as the World Trade Organization and announcing they'd privatize the Statue of Liberty.
And Femen in Ukraine, or the Serbian activists giving fake parking tickets to police cars.
The Smiling Cat in Egypt was a perfect example, too.
Those aren't just pranks. They're strategic strikes against the regime's aura of invincibility.
Exactly. You're making the emperor look naked.
But you need more than creative pranks. Popovich says a charismatic leader is a fatal error because the regime will just arrest them.
So you build what he calls a smart mob, a decentralized network of small autonomous cells.
It's a hydra. Cut off one head, and two more grow back. Otpor survived dozens of arrests because they had no single point of failure.
And that structure empowers everyone. You don't wait for instructions. You act on your own initiative.
Now you have to understand the pillars of support. A dictator relies on the police, the military, the media, and the business elite.
So you attack those pillars, not the dictator. Like a white strike where all the doctors refuse to work.
Yes, or a boycott of a regime cronies company. You make the cost of supporting the regime higher than the cost of abandoning it.
That creates a crisis of loyalty. When even the police start questioning orders, the whole house of cards starts to shake.
And that's why you need unity over uniformity. You march with people you deeply disagree with as long as you share the target.
Like in Cairo, Christians and Muslims stood together in Tahrir Square, protecting each other during prayers.
They didn't agree on theology. They agreed that Mubarak had to go. That united image is terrifying to power.
So how do you get ordinary people to take that first risk?
Through the ladder of engagement. You start with a petition, then a badge, then a small meeting, then a rally.
That builds confidence step by step. By the time you're facing a water cannon, it feels almost normal.
And you prepare for repression. You need a plan for supporting arrested activists and controlling the media narrative.
One image of a peaceful protester being dragged away can shift public opinion more than 1,000 speeches.
Then comes the counterintuitive part. You have to have a positive vision. Being against something isn't enough.
Movements defined only by opposition run out of steam. What do you do after you win?
So you build the new world inside the shell of the old one. If you want a democratic society, your movement must be democratic.
That's strategy, not just ethics. You're proving the alternative can actually exist.
And finally, Popovich warns about the revolutionary hangover. Removing a dictator is not the same as governing.
The skills of rebellion are not the skills of compromise. You have to learn a whole new craft.
Revolution is a process, not an event. It takes decades of patient construction.
Patience is the hardest part, but the one thing I'm taking away is that you don't need to match the giant's power. You need creativity, organization, and the stubborn discipline to keep withdrawing consent.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app. It's over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, and many have infographics. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. In the end, this book is a blueprint for making the old world collapse from laughter. That's the real revolution. We'll see you in the next one.